Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone.
What?
God, grace, and mercy. Amen, amen. Thank you for God, grace, and mercy.
Amen.
welcome everyone to Chatting from the Word radio program with your hosts, Brother Oscar York and
Thank you, audience.
We appreciate that.
Y'all are so supportive. Very much.
Yes, they are, Brother Chris. It is nice here.
Yeah, they really love us.
Yes, they do, Brother Chris. Yes, they do. How are you doing, Brother Chris?
Oh, well, it's cloudy today. It's kind of partly sunny, but it's kind of hazy. And here in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's 60 degrees. And we are going to have a little wind today in the afternoon after 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's about, it says 12 mile an hour westerly wind. So it's going to be a high of 62 today. And so, it's just one of those days, a little different. But regardless, we know the old saying, my brother, it's always sunny in the Lord. So how you doing out there in Miamisburg, Ohio? I mean, you're in Houston, Texas.
I'm in Houston, man. Great state.
And
of
I
Texas,
almost forgot.
Houston, Texas. Yeah, I'm in Houston now, Brother Chris. It's fine. I woke up this morning, praise my Lord. Woke up this morning singing praises, thanking the Lord for another day, Brother Chris.
That's right.
We are so blessed to see it. We don't have nothing to actually worry about. You know, things does kind of life make us sad. Like my sister passing, but you know what, Brother Chris? I'm in the Lord. Praise Him. Yes, sir.
That's right. All life should be about praise.
I believe so, yes, sir. We should. Not saying that we're not going to be sad at time to time, but you know what Paul said, be ye content. Be content, and I'm contented, Brother Chris. I'm contented. I might not have no money. I might be poor. But I'm all right, Brother Chris. I'm fine. I'm thanking the Lord for another day to live and to praise Him and to have a second chance to make it right with Him once again.
Yeah, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him in the mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Psalm 150, verse 1 and 2.
Yes, sir.
You drop down to verse 6, it says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know, some people... And I got to comment on that, Brother Chris. Some people, they take that scripture and turn it all the way around because they miss the meaning of what that scripture truly is saying. Because, you know, the mountains and all those things praise the Lord because they are His. He created them. And seeing the fact that He created such things that are so beautiful, that are so tall, so magnificent. It's praising the Lord. All you know how great He truly is, Brother Chris. Not the time. Some of us, we forget that. You know, we worry about everything. Worry about if the Lord going to bless us with this and with that. I'm here to tell you this morning, this afternoon, we serve a Lord is so great that He has power over the wind, the wise, and the waves. So we as Christians, we are in the Lord. We have nothing to worry about, Brother Chris. Nothing at all. So I'm doing good, Brother Chris.
Hey, you know, you sound good, my brother. You sound a lot happier. You got a plum tree behind you. You got
yes, sir.
You got a nice even your audio sounds clear. You got a nice big room where you set up, and you just sound a lot more chipper than you did before you left Ohio.
I don't know about that. I'm trying, Brother Chris. I am trying. We are going to play our first selection.
Amen.
We are going to play our first selection. I could sing about heaven, a few good men ministry. I could sing about heaven. Praise him.
Amen. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
I can sing.
Wonderful. Yahweh.
Heaven. Yes, sir.
The Lord is the maker of them all. And the rich and the poor meet together, but the Lord is the maker of them all. And Jehovah is the maker that we all need to realize that we have in common. And according to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 2, is that Jehovah is the maker of all, man. And we just have to trust God and realize that he's, you know, he makes some that have a little bit more and some that may have less. But regardless, we all need to realize that he's the creator. But doesn't hurt to have a little bit more money, though.
Oh, yes.
I know a lot of us, we read Job and Abraham, they both were rich. So, you know, it's nothing wrong with having a little more, but we just have to go about it the Lord's way. It's all that's
yes,
all.
Sir. No, it is the love of it that get us in trouble. But it's nothing
right.
Having money, But the Lord just expects
right.
you do have it, do more for those that don't have it. It balances
right.
out of what's right. But some of us wouldn't do what's right. If we had $1 billion, we wouldn't do nothing with it on ourselves. And some of us, we are just too selfish. We don't think about
how many homes can we live in?
That's
you only
right.
can live in
that's
one
right.
at a time. How many
that's
cars
right.
can you drive? You only can drive one at a time. How many
that's
suits?
Right.
How many suits? How many shoes? How many shirts? How many ties?
Amen.
Wear one at a time.
Right. Well, let me tell you this, Brother Chris and my listeners. I remember when I was in Southwest Christian College, I met a lad and a family called Reynolds. And they, of course, Reynolds and Reynolds, who I'm talking about, Church of Christ. And he told me, he said, now, I can help people, even if I got a smaller house. And don't you know, he's in a smaller house. You think by having all that money, he would have a mansion. But his heart was set on helping the misfortune. And all our hearts should be like that, Brother Chris. And that's why God blessed some of us to help others, not to be selfish. And we need to have the spirit like Christ had. He died for us. He gave his all. He gave of himself, Brother Chris. And that's the way we all
right.
should do, be.
That's right. That's right, and it's ways you can market yourself and as in the ministry, and write your publications and be able to bless people through different literary arts that you abilities
Man.
That you have in writing material, and you can make like some of these big television evangelists, you know, and you in the monies in the ministry, the money that's collected can be used appropriately for the needs of the church and for, you know, accommodating people and the needs of those that are less fortunate, and still, you know, you can live a very comfortable life. And if you just
Amen.
Have the right attitude and be in compliance with the will of God, you can be comfortable and wealthy and be Christian too. Yeah, sure.
That's
we care.
We are going to play our next election. It's going to be praise and harmony. And our Brother Chris, I love this song.
That's a beautiful song, too.
I look to the King. And I think we also look towards the King, Lord of Lords, which is Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Yes, sir. And here we go. Come on, Brother Chris.
Take your time.
Hello.
Yeah, this is me.
I'm on the line. I'm on the air.
Please don't give my name stuff like that. I've been listening to your program.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's too late. You already did. You didn't ask me anything.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. No. Okay, here we go.
Back
wife.
On the air. That's all right.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. I look to the King. And we all should be looking up to the King of glory. Because one day when he comes back, he's coming back as judge and jury. And he is going to tell some of us to depart. And he's going to tell some of us to come with him. And it's up to us today. It's up to us where we live our life if we are going to depart from him or to be with him. And I hope most of our listeners are going to be with him. If you want to call in, our call-in number is 657-383-08. If you have a prayer request, you can call in now. Or even if you want to talk with myself and Brother Chris, you can do that too. Where am I, Brother Chris? Was that my second
prayer time?
Was that my second? Yeah, that's prayer time.
Yeah, that was his second song. Yeah.
Okay. It's prayer time, y'all. So if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris, he's gonna lead us in prayer. That you want Brother Chris to pray for. The number is 657-383-0883. It was the psalmist who said, "In my distress, I cried out to the Lord, and he heard me." Brother Chris.
Let's go to the throne of God. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. Father, another day, and you're so wonderful to us, Father. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We pray, Father, for our listening audience, those around the world. We thank them for tuning in to this wonderful radio program on Blog Talk Radio, chatting from the Word today. And we want to, Father, pray on the behalf of all, especially the York family, who's mourning the loss of his dear sister and his dear nephew. Father, we pray for Brother York and his family in the Houston area, Father, and other relatives that may be coming in. We provide them traveling grace as they come, Father, from different places to for the memorial service of his loved ones. Father, we pray also, Father, for the Caldwell family, on my mother's side, lost our dear uncle James, Father, and we pray for them at this time of mourning and express our condolences to both Brother York's family and for the Caldwell family, Father, at this time. We also pray for each and every listener of our listening audience around the world. Bless them in a wonderful way, even if they're suffering through health crisis or maybe a loss of loved ones in their part of the world, Father, and or whatever the challenge is, whether it's economics or, Father, bless them with financial means that will be able to meet their needs, Father, according to your will. We pray for them. We pray for those, Father, that are in high places. We pray for our elected officials. We pray for Donald Trump, who's the reigning president of the United States. We pray, Father, for this administration. We pray also for Mr. Trump will legislate laws that will make for tranquility, peace, and goodwill for all men. We pray for other leaders around the world as well, for the countries in which they reign and preside over in different provinces. We pray, Father, for those that are behind prison walls, those, Father, that they will turn their life over to Christ before it's eternally too late and seek your direction and wisdom that they may find salvation for their soul. We pray for those that have been wrongly convicted of crimes, that, Father, that they can have their sentence overturned, that justice will be served, and that, Father, they will glorify you and look for you, Father, for deliverance and for blessing for their life. We thank you, Father. We pray for those that have fallen away from the faith, that have left the church fellowship, that we can encourage them in a loving way, Father, to come back before this life is over, Father, and that while they're on this time satellite can see the need of their soul salvation and to come back and to allow themselves to be in to align their lives with your will and in allegiance to Christ and the fellowship and for fine restoration of their soul, that continue to work out their salvation with fear and trembling and to be faithful unto death, as we all are commanded to do, that we may have the right to the tree of life. Father, we pray, and this is our prayer for all, regardless of the circumstances that we all deal with in everyday life, we know, Father, that you're going to make a way for us to escape the calamities that will come upon the world in the end times. And we thank you, Father, and we thank you for the hope that we have in Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that wonderful,
absolutely
wonderful
prayer.
That was all right. We hope and pray that you prayed with him. And we hope that you prayed for something that you've been dealing with, and that's what is on your mind. But also, my listeners,
right,
pray for us here at Chatting from the Word. Pray for our program,
right,
that we may have an open door to spread this this program and to spread the gospel and to tell others about Jesus Christ's love all around the world, because the world needs to know that Jesus loved them, and he surely do, because he died so long ago for all of our sins. If you've been watching our program or listening to us here on Chatting from the Word Blog Talk Radio and Chatting from the Word on YouTube, you know I've been asking for sponsorship. We need help to bring this program to the air. We need help to help us in an effective way to tell others about Jesus Christ and to put a snap in
Amen.
The Christian lives today. Whatever you
Amen.
Can help us with monthly, it would be appreciated. If it's $1, $10, $20, $30, whatever you send, it will be appreciated. And Curtis, you can help us out too. You can help us out here. If you love what we've been doing on the air, if we have routed people to your congregation, if we have put a snap in your members' walk, if we are making you happy in them sermons you are doing on Sunday, if you have had an extra hump to it, support us here. Put us in your budget for 2019. I'm on PayPal. You can send it through PayPal. PayPal/OscarYork343@gmail.com. And I'm on Facebook. You can reach myself or Brother Chris on Facebook. And I do have an email address, as I just said, OscarYork343@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. Visit my webpage. I do have a bookstore on my webpage. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, that also sells for $21.50. And if you want to buy both books together, both books are $43. We hope you do that. We hope that you buy some books from Oscar York Publishing. Now, don't go to, as many have done, on my Oscar York Publishing on Facebook, but go directly, put it on your in your laptop or your phone, OscarYorkPublishing.com, and it will lead you to my webpage. And while you're there, go to the bookstore and order you these books. They're worth your reading time, so read. And you know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge
comes power.
Yes, sir. I forget it sometimes too, Brother Chris.
You can reach me at lowercase e06915@gmail.com. Account linked to Google. You can also reach me on Facebook. I do, Brother Oscar and I do have a Facebook account. You can reach me on Messenger. I have it on the platform on my iPhone and also as well as on my laptop. You can reach me 24/7 on Messenger. And also, Brother Oscar and I are on LinkedIn.com. You can reach us on LinkedIn. Yeah, and I'm also on Messenger. Messenger, 24/7. Let me, I'm on Messenger. I'm also on Instagram. I have an Instagram account, and I have friends on Instagram, too. So you can reach me either way, and let us know what your views of the program, Chatting from the Word on Block Talk Radio. If you have any concerns regarding what our religious conviction and what our religious persuasion is as members of the Churches of Christ, feel free to call in and message us, comment any doctrinal matters or any topical discussions that we have, even if the songs that we play, the a cappella singing of all these wonderful melodious songs and the groups that we have on the air. If you like to call in and let us know what your views are, and we would be much appreciated. And we, as members of the Church of Christ, we believe truly in the accuracy of the sacred scriptures of God, the validity, the prophecy, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
Yes, sir, it is, Brother Chris. And if you want purchasing these beautiful singing and music that we're playing on the air, buy those CDs. The artists will appreciate your support because that job is to sing beautiful songs to us and to produce them. So if you want to buy these CDs, go buy them. Do it. And if you want to know where to purchase them, get in contact with me. I'll let you know, I believe I can look up the address. If I have it somewhere. So, do them. Purchase their music. Brother, I am thinking about a song that I love to play, and I think it's this one. I believe this is a beautiful song by Chris Turner. And it's one of the latest songs.
Turner.
Chris, you know what I'm talking about. Chris Turner. It cool inside. Cool. It's cool inside. It's going to heaven. It's very cool.
Amen.
Inside. And here we go, brother. Chris Turner.
Amen. Let it roll.
Oh, I want
Oh, I love that. You see, I did that on the end of Chris. I like something like Smokey Robinson and Lil Louis Armstrong in there. I love that, but he's right. He's right. It's going to be cool inside when we make it to heaven, my friend.
Right.
Well, John said this in Revelation about heaven. He said, wash your wife away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I don't know about you, my listeners. Oh, I want to be where it's cool inside. I want to be where the sun is shining every day. Amen, brother Chris. And
that's right. Chris,
but Chris gonna come with his lesson. And as always, get your Bible. If you have your Bible, you're going to follow Brother Chris in his lesson today. We want you to know what he teaches from God's Word. So get your Bibles. And Brother Chris got some pretty good time. Now it's 14 minutes. So we're going to bring on Brother Chris at this time. Brother Chris.
All right. Well, this will be part two of a lesson that I have composed from Monday, and we're going to look in the a passage of scripture in Luke chapter 16. To our listening audience, we thank you for tuning in to Block Talk Radio, today's show on Chatting from the Word, and we just want to leave a little word with you today. Luke chapter 16, verses 22 through verse 31. This is Jesus, the blessed Christ, talking. And we're going to look and see what Jesus has to say in regarding to the topic under consideration at this time. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Verse 25. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside this, between us is and you, there is a great gulf fixed. So they that they which would pass from hence you to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Verse 29, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. In verse 31, and he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Amen. So what we're going to talk about today is the fact that when a person in Lazarus and the rich man's situation, there is evidence based on what Christ shared with us in his words, that a person in hell is just as aware of his surroundings as when he was on earth.
Amen.
Also, it is a place where people pray, but their prayers are not heard. That's on the evil side of the Hadean realm.
where the rich man had presided along with other evildoers and ungodly people. Hell is a place where no one wants their loved ones to go, as evident of the rich man telling Father Abraham in the Hadean realm that I have five brethren, that one may testify unto them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Well, they had the opportunity. And this is the reality of hell, that Jesus came into the world to discourage and to try to prevent people from going to this place of torment, to go to the realities, into the realities of hell. That's one of the reasons why Jesus died, so we won't be able to go to hell. That should not perish, but that we should have eternal life. That's one of the reasons why he died and went to Calvary on our behalf, all humanity, so they wouldn't have to go to hell. Now, there are two, basically, Greek, one is a Greek term, alithros, and the other is the old Hebrew Aramaic term, sheol, that I like to emphasize. I'm going to start with sheol to expedite time for the time allotted to us right now. Sheol is the Old Testament term. It's actually used in Psalm 139, verse 8. Sheol in the Old Hebrew Bible is a place of darkness in which all the dead go, or the departure of all of the spirits, both righteous and unrighteous, go to a place called Sheol, which is in the Hadean realm. Regardless of the moral choices made in life, a place of stillness and darkness is cut off from life, but not God, because as he's written, God says, I'm in hell also. So the presence of God, the existence of God's power is there in the Hadean realm as well. As the psalmist writer says in 139th chapter of Psalms in verse 8, if I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there. So that indicates that there are inhabitants of Sheol, that these entities are personalities that exist in the Hadean realm. Also, what I like to emphasize in this connection, excuse me, in another scripture in connection is Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 31 and 32, in regard to the place we talked about, Tophet, which is the fire stove, where the Canaanites practices in paganism, they offered this idolatrous practice of burning kids and children alive to sacrifice unto the false gods of Molech and the god of Baal. And they built in high places of Tophet, in the valley of Behinnom, to burn their sons and daughters in the fire, something I did not command, nor did it enter my mind, the Lord says. So beware, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer call it Tophet, or the valley of Behinnom, or the valley of slaughter, for they will bury the dead in Tophet until there is no more room. And we know that existed, that dumping ground existed 1,000 years before Christ, where they slaughtered and dumped trash and garbage and burned dead carcasses for many years. So we're going to look at the term alithros in the New Testament, which is in the Greek New Testament. Alithros is a term called destruction in the Greek New Testament, mentioned in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, where it says, and shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of his power. Now, what that's talking about is you have lost those that are sentenced to eternity, eternally separated from God. You have lost the value, the spiritual value pertaining to anything that's of any spiritual worth of human existence. It's totally gone. And that is the part of the destruction that he is talking about. It's like the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3. It was burning, but it was not consumed. That's what hell is like. It's like a fire inferno, a place of just constant burning, but things are burning, but they're not burning out. It's not like you can just grill something and just burn up on the barbecue grill. You're going to just be burning and burning in a fire that is not going to be quenched. I don't know nobody in their right mind want to go to a place like that, Brother Oscar.
Man. Oh,
And that's my lesson.
Yes, that was a good lesson. That was a good lesson. And let me remind our audience that if you don't want to go to that place, get yourself at the right place. And that is in the body of Christ. Because when you die and close your eyes to death, you can wake up and be with him, and he will definitely take you on home with him. I'm going to invite you to be a member of the body of Christ. And how do you do that, you may ask? First, you must believe God's word, the gospel of Jesus Christ. You must come believing. You just can't come without believing. You must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder that to them that diligently seek him. And now upon believing, hearing and believing, you must repent. I know many people thinking that repentance is not as hard to do, but what that means, you must change your mind about sin. You must turn from sin. Yeah. Not saying you're not going to sin. Not saying it's going to be perfect once you come to Jesus Christ. But repentance means you're just going to change your whole idea about sinning and trying to do that right. And that's why we in the church, that's why the church exists. That's why members of the church in the church, they help you to live the life I want you to live. Once you get in the body of Christ. And then you must confess Jesus, the sweetest name on mortal tongue. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Now he says unto. And anything that is unto something, we ain't finished. There's something else you must do. That confession is made unto what? What is made unto? You must be
salvation.
Baptized. Salvation, your salvation not complete.
Yeah.
You're baptized in the water
grave
of baptism, connecting you with the blood of Christ, placing you in his body, the body, the church of Christ.
Right.
And there's only one body. Christ only has one body. He don't have many bodies. He don't have a denomination of bodies, but he has one body. And if you, and if you don't want to go to hell, brother, like Brother Chris is talking about, please, we beg you. Get yourself to the body of Christ.
Right.
Brother Chris?
Right. That's right. Yep. And we're going to go ahead and close it out because we got less than a couple of minutes here. All right. I'm going to go ahead and close out in prayer. Thank you. Yeah, that's Jesus. That's the whole purpose of him coming in the world, to keep us from going to hell. Like you said.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't know anybody in their right mind want to go there. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for today's program, Chatting from the Word on Blog Talk Radio. Bless our listening audience in a wonderful way. Hope this program has been a blessing today, the songs and the message today and the prayers. Father, for all of us, Father, we thank you and we continue to bless this program that we can be able to serve our listening audience and bless them in a wonderful way through the airways. And this is our prayer for all. That we meet again tomorrow, or in Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Chris. And as always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. We're so glad to be coming on, and join us tomorrow, same time, the same station. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye, everybody. Keep the faith. Tune in tomorrow, God willing. Be safe, everyone. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Brother Oscar.
Same here, Brother Chris.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.